verte amanecer. Qué suerte tiene.
Otra vez, sentado aquí en la esquina donde no me ves. ¿Será que otro tequila ayudará esta vez? ¿Será que voy a hablarte o pasará otra vez la misma estupidez? Bailando frente a mí en cámara lenta, sonando una canción de los 90. Y antes de que me arrepienta, quiero decírtelo en secreto con una canción. No estoy borracho, lo prometo, pero tú eres perfecta. Tú eres perfecta, pero no te has dado cuenta. Quiero decírtelo de frente sin explicación. El amor llega de repente y es que tú eres perfecta. Tú eres perfecta.
Por la nota que tengo siento que te estoy viendo. 20-20, la visión perfecta, bebecita, tú a mí me dañas la mente. Tú eres una abusadora, cuando lo meneas tú me enamoras. Quiero que me hagas la batidora y lo que vaya a hacer vamos a hacerlo ahora. Hey, dale lento, métele violento, guíame sin miedo y dale movimiento. Déjame sentirte, pégame en tu cuerpo y cuando tú te doblas qué rico te siento. Me voy a dar otro trago a ver, pa' ver si yo estoy viendo bien, porque cada vez que te miro más rico está tú te ves. Saliendo el sol y nos acaban las pelas. Ya aquí salimos rola y andamos con la nota prendiendo. Yo nunca había visto un booty tu side. Ya quiero darte rap, bye, bye.
Hey, quiero que sepas que me gustas, girl. Después de aquí, dime qué vamos a hacer.
Yo te quiero comer, tú estás a otro nivel.
Tú estás perfecta, mujer.
Why, oh, yeah.
Quiero que sepas lo que siento con esta canción y emborracharme con tu cuerpo en una noche perfecta. Porque tú eres perfecta, 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 baby. Quiero decírtelo de frente y sin explicación. Que el amor llega de repente y es que tú eres perfecta. Tú eres perfecta para mi corazón. Yeah.
Luis Fonsi, bailalo, bailalo.
Lanza.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
This is Ralph. You are listening to Viva Lamarck on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go. Ready, steady, go.
We'll be right back. Anthrax. Yeah, that was Anthrax wrapping up that set of music doing Joe Jackson's Got the Time here on the Viva La Mock radio program. And you're saying to yourself, a mockster? Remember that dude who called into your show all the time and requested metal and you never play it? And I'm like, well, sometimes I throw something on there. I guess Anthrax at one point was considered thrash metal. But anyway, I played that song for three reasons. Three very valid reasons, in my opinion. First and foremost, it's a great song. It truly is. And I'm hoping that when Anthrax first did that cover, it introduced a lot of fans of Anthrax and metal music to the music of Joe Jackson. Because I'm sure people are like, Joe Jackson, didn't he have like Steppin' Out? Wasn't that the dude? And I'm like, yeah, that's the dude. But dig deep into his archives and some great stuff in there. Outside of Steppin' Out, I love that album too. So sue me on that one. Two, I said three reasons. Two, I found out this week. Now, when you think of Anthrax, you go, who's in Anthrax? And I think of Scott Ian. Yeah, that's really who I associate with Anthrax all the time is Scott Ian. I found out this week that Scott Ian is married to Meatloaf's daughter. Technically, I think it's a stepdaughter, but he adopted her back in the late 70s. So Scott Ian's father-in-law was Meatloaf. Learned that one this week in the passing of Meatloaf. And then number three is what's my show. I can play what I want. Yeah, that's the default at all times. Before the Anthrax, Dayton, Ohio's own O-Matic. With a No Pinky, No Leather from their one and only album, Dog Years. Played that right before I played some brand new Susie Quattro, title track from her Devil in Me album that came out last year. Played that one because I heard that recently on the radio. Yeah, I was driving around listening to the radio. What radio was I listening to? WRCT. Yeah, and my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, was playing it on Courts in Session. But he was calling Susie Quattro Pinky Tuscadero. And I know some of his listeners corrected him on that, but really, dude? Pinky? Susie Quatro, leather, all the way through. Yeah, you know what, though? You got to give him props when you get up to a certain age. Little neurons in your brain start firing off things, and I'm just surprised he remembered to put on pants. Before the Susie Quatro, the name of the song was The Devil and Me, if I didn't tell you that. That's the name of the new album as well. I played some Gen X, little Billy Idol and company from the early days, Generation X, with a Ready, Steady, Go. You know those Gen Zers out there, and you might be one of them? A lot of you don't even know of Gen X. Really don't. You're like, I don't know what that is. They think everyone's either a millennial or a boomer. They totally have forgotten about the Gen Xers. That's okay. Jay Thurber's all right with that. Hey, speaking of not Jay Thurber, let's go back to the Eric Jackson Lorie, because I might as well just promote his show while I've got the mic on and I'm rambling about him. It's a show called Quartz in Session, and you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lorie. It's EJL to his friends, but I call him Eric Jackson Lorie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul music. But what he does is he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. You can tune in Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. for the show. It's called Quartz in Session, and it happens exclusively here in Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM WRCT. My name is Paul. You can reach me at WRCTRequest@gmail.com if there's a song that you're looking to hear on a future show. I got word just yesterday from our chief engineer that you're going to be able to call into the Mockster very soon, like within a week even. So be prepared for that. If you've got a live request that you want, you'll be able to call the WRCT request lines. And he said the gag is over, and he's done unplugging the phone every week where I can't receive phone calls. And he said he's going to let me take phone calls again. My probationary period's over, apparently. My scolding, my punishment, if that's what you want to call it. Anyway, let's get back into more music. Dr. Peter Schilling, not sure if he got his doctorate, but he's going to teach science or astronomy or some sort of class right now.
A million years have come and gone. The Earth is shifting towards the sun. Synthetic atmosphere is lost and forces the computers off. Communications are confused. The tides reverse and start a chain reaction. The seismic up and salt, incredible results. It says we're losing our control, losing our control. The scientists around the world decipher everything they're told, but they don't really know, they don't really know. Instead of systematic, the news becomes erratic. No one can agree, no one can agree. The world is getting frantic as people start a panic. What does all this mean? The sun is moving closer and the atmosphere gets hotter as the system overloads, system overloads. Fighting these adverse conditions, loading for the expedition. Everyone must go, everyone must go. The fools are thinking the worst is over, they won't live to be much older. Why do they remain? Why do they remain? Everything is ready, everyone that's coming has been safely brought on board. The time has come to leave again. Activate. Returning to the universe. Give up the word. Abandon Earth. Magnetic fields surrounding us and pounding us, increasing as the ship is taking off. Ship is taking off. The electronic shields protect us from the heat. We're slowly breaking loose, slowly breaking loose. The ship is lifting higher, the Earth is growing smaller as we leave the atmosphere, leave the atmosphere. We watch the Earth get closer, getting closer, getting closer as it drifts into the sun. The time has come to leave again. Activate the Noah plan. Returning to the universe. Give out the word. Abandon Earth.
was so lost in my pain, fear was melting my brain. I was counting the days to insanity. I was afraid to move myself, afraid to hurt myself more than I had until that day. Everything I believed in, everything I fought for, was now underneath my feet, and my heartbeat was so gone, couldn't be felt by anyone. So alone, it gave me the creeps. My drugs got me in bed, went up to my head, and I really don't want to depend. So I'll stick to my friends and my friends and my car and my friends, my friends and my cards and my car and my friends. Martini till the end. I'm amazed, I'm amazed with myself and my brain and my pain and my pain and my veins. I'm living it to my health, my self-confidence was broken while my trust was taken, and it left me with an empty life. And this night I rest on the middle of my bed, thinking all the things she said, close my eyes and sleep. All this drugs in my head seems I'm already dead, and I really don't want to depend.
My friends and my car and my friends, my friends.
from their 1982 album Pleasure Victim, Berlin, here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Masquerade. Hey, before the Berlin, a very special treat for you, some B-52s, and I don't know if just being the B-52s makes it that special treat, but the fact that the song I played was a Yoko Ono cover. The song's called Don't Worry, but what's interesting about it is, so that came out on their 1983 album Whammy, but they didn't really have approval from Yoko to record and put that on the album, so there were some legal disputes, and after September of 1983, future pressings no longer had that song, and they put a different song on the album. So what's also interesting about the Whammy album, if you look up historically, it sold, according to SoundScan, I think it sold 7 copies, I think. But the good news is WRCT's own Zombo bought one back in 1983, and he let me borrow it so I could play that on my show. So thank you, Zombo, for owning the B-52's Whammy. Hey, before that Don't Worry track, don't worry, I'll tell you the rest of the songs. Band from Portugal called Silence 4 gave us the song My Friends. Only song in that set of music that did not come out in the early 1980s. That one came out in the late 90s. Because before the Silence 4, I played some Peter Schilling. I was like, what else does Peter Schilling have to offer outside of Major Tom? So I went to his Error in the System album from 1982 to give you the Noah Plan. That wrapped up that set of music. Yeah, it's about 35 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. I don't know if you realize that. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster because this is a radio program called Viva La Mock. Comes to each and every week at this time, and I always appreciate when you tune in and see what's going on. I hinted about Radio 9 earlier, so why not just tell you all about Radio 9? Because if you remember Top 40 70s radio, do you remember that? 60s radio, 80s radio, Bueller. Good news, Jay Thurber does, and he does a little show called Radio 9 from noon to 3 p.m. each and every Saturday right here on WRCT, and it's a mix of oldies, it's a mix of newies, and it's a little bit of mix of snark. Again, it's right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT.
It's much too groovy a summer's day to waste running round in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away. Or look at the girls if they're pretty. It's a turn down day.
bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the words of cool.
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
To there behind the scenes. angels to swallow up like stormy dreams. Take an entrance to a standoff, looking if there's such a strife. As you say you lost your baby, sight the dying sun. So you say you lost your baby. Do you know that you're the one? So you say you lost your baby. Do you know that you're the one?
It's brand new music from Spy Genius doing Gene Clark's So You Say You Lost Your Baby here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Spy Genius, some Box Tops in there with Happy Times. And then I was kind of stuck in the 60s for most of that set of music. Some Small Faces and Ichiku Park and start off the entire set. The entire set started off with The Circle doing Turn Down Day. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. People call me The Mockster. I'm just playing some rock and roll as I see fit for you. Some brand new music from Chris Church. New album's called Darling Please. It's the first single. It's Bad Summer here on 88.3 FM WRCT.
Thank you. Well, a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when BB got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
In session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO.